So you look at a digital calendar, right? You see a name slotted next to a time block, and you feel this immediate sense of relief.
Yeah, it's handled. The shift is covered.
Exactly. We call it the illusion of coverage. And it's a massive trap where ordinary rota systems just routinely deceive management teams.
They absolutely do.
Right, because they just fill a shift with available people, the spreadsheet turns green, and everyone assumes the operation is safe to proceed. But being available absolutely does not mean someone is actually safe, compliant, or, ready to do the job.
Not all.
You can fill every single slot on a schedule and still leave your entire operation completely exposed to catastrophic failure.
Well, the fundamental flaw with standard systems is that they are essentially just tracking time and attendance. They operate entirely on the surface layer of an organization.
So scratching the surface, yeah.
Right. They look at the white space on a calendar and ask one very simple, very dangerous question, which is who is free?
Just who is free?
Yeah, they are completely blind to the actual operational reality of what is required to perform a task safely and legally. So they give you this false sense of security based entirely on the fact that someone is technically clocked into the building.
And that illusion is the exact target of today's deep dive. We are exploring the source material on a platform called ExcreeXX, pronounced Scrix, and we're specifically looking at how their Shift Studio and workforce planning architecture changes this whole dynamic.
It's a huge shift in how we think about workforce management.
It really is. Our mission today is to dig into how it links workforce planning to real operational capability, moving us away from that spreadsheet guesswork and into proven readiness. I mean, think about it like packing for a mountain climb, right?
I like this.
You're checking if you have a certain number of items in your bag, but you aren't bothering to check if those items are actually climbing ropes and carabiners. You might have accidentally packed like pool noodles and a toaster.
Yeah, it'd be a problem on a mountain.
Right. Because availability isn't capability. If you are halfway up a rock face, a pool noodle isn't going to save you, no matter how available it was in your backpack. So for you listening, we really want you to rethink how your own organization's shifts are currently being planned.
Let's apply that directly to an industrial setting to see how capability-aware planning actually works in practice. So imagine a pharmaceutical packaging line.
Okay.
The standard system sees a worker, let's call her Sarah, clocked in. Sarah's been there for 5 years.
So she's experienced.
Exactly. The system marks her as available, slots her into the line manager role, and the shift starts. But what the standard system does not know, because it doesn't talk to the compliance database, is that a critical piece of machinery on that line was updated 2 days ago.
Oh, wow. Let me guess, she hasn't done the training.
Right. She hasn't yet completed the new mandatory safety training module for it. She's available, yes, but she's fundamentally not capable of legally running that line.
Which is a huge liability.
Massive. ScreeX, on the other hand, looks at the operational requirement first and asks who is actually capable. It plans based on verified skills, competency, compliance, readiness, and evidence-backed capability.
Okay, let's unpack this mechanism. Because if standard rotas are so blind to things like Sarah's missing safety module, how does a manager using them even know they're at risk before a shift starts?
Well, they don't.
They really don't, do they? They just publish the rota, start the machinery, and hope an auditor doesn't walk through the door,
Right.
or, worse, that an accident doesn't happen.
Yeah, what's fascinating here is that the entire architecture of the ScreeX platform is designed to surface that hidden risk before it ever materializes on the factory floor.
So before the shift even begins.
Exactly. Instead of finding out a certification expired after the work has commenced, the system calculates a live shift readiness score ahead of time. It takes all the fragmented, disconnected spreadsheets that plague most
Oh,
organizations.
yeah, the compliance logs, the training records, the certification trackers, all of it.
All of it. It pulls them into one live operational model. It is constantly calculating manpower cover against role cover and critical capability gaps.
Giving them a heads up.
Right. It gives managers the ability to see the true risk profile of a shift while there's still a window of time to actually do something about it.
Let's look at the engine room where this calculation actually takes place. The sources point us to a planning area called Shift Studio, and this isn't just a basic calendar interface, is it?
No, not at all.
It's where managers build the DNA of their operation through shift pattern templates and recurring shift patterns. And it gets highly granular. You aren't just making generic Monday to Friday blocks.
Right, you're creating patterns that are role-based, site-specific, department-specific, and even team-based.
Which makes sense because every single operation has a unique structural footprint.
Absolutely. And inside Shift Studio, every shift card demands specific requirements before it turns green. These are called shift readiness rules.
So it won't just turn green because a name is there.
Exactly. To turn a card green, the system checks for required role coverage, required skill coverage, minimum capability requirements, and mandatory compliance requirements.
What?
All of this data feeds into an operational readiness strip.
Sitting right there in the user interface, right? Above the shift lanes and date controls.
Yes. It visualizes the data instantly. You have these shift lanes organizing the rota by groups like, say, day shifts and night shifts. And each shift card has badges and progress bars.
Showing assigned people, readiness gaps, cover risk, all that.
You got it.
Now, I have to push back here on the reality of implementing this. If I am a shift manager and I am suddenly required to manually check every single worker against all these compliance rules and all these minimum capability templates, doesn't that take way more time?
Oh, if you were doing it manually.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you were trading the risk of a spreadsheet for the paralysis of overmanagement.
Right, and if a manager were doing this manually, it would absolutely bring the operation to a grinding halt. But the crucial distinction is that ScarySX does the heavy lifting. The software engine operates autonomously.
Okay, so the system is doing the checking.
Exactly. It automatically spots the blockers in the background. It utilizes built-in training blocker detection, compliance blocker detection, and SOP version blocker detection.
And for those listening, SOP stands for Standard Operating Procedure, the step-by-step instructions compiled by an organization.
Right, to help workers carry out complex routine operations. So if a new SOP version is released overnight by the engineering team, ScarySX instantly scans the entire workforce data against the upcoming shift requirements.
It cross-references everyone.
Everyone assigned to that machinery. And if a worker hasn't digitally acknowledged the new SOP, they are instantly flagged as blocked.
Wow. So instead of a manager spending like 3 hours cross-referencing a printed roster with an Excel spreadsheet of training dates from HR, the platform just highlights the specific individual who is blocked and tells you exactly why.
Precisely. It actually saves significant management time while simultaneously preventing shift disruption. It is less like a standard calendar and more like a live supply chain for human skills.
I like that analogy.
Yeah. If a single part in that supply chain, like a required safety certification, is suddenly recalled or expires, the system instantly stops production on that specific shift schedule until a replacement part is swapped in.
Which brings up a fascinating problem. The system builds a flawless profile of what the shift needs, identifying every single required part. But a list of requirements is useless without the right humans to fill it.
Very true.
And human skills are messy, right? They degrade over time. They improve with experience. So how does the system actually quantify a person's real-time capability to decide who is the best fit? Because two people might both be available and technically hold the same job title, but they're rarely equal in capability.
Well, to find that perfect match, ScreeXX moves far beyond basic job titles. It dives into a massive connected data set for every single employee. This is what we call candidate suitability.
Candidate suitability, okay.
The system evaluates an individual by looking at their current training status, their skill status, and their overall skill tree completion. But it goes deeper than just checking a box.
Right.
It evaluates competency status based on assessment results. It checks evidence approvals, certificate status, and like we mentioned, their SOP acknowledgement status. All of these data points coalesce into a live readiness score.
Here is where it gets really interesting, because all that data doesn't just sit in a void or spit out a simple yes or no. It generates highly specific scores right there in the employee assignment panel.
It does.
As a manager, you see a role match score, a development score, a fit score, and a confidence score. You get this detailed breakdown showing exactly why a candidate fits. Can you break down how the system might weigh these different scores against each other?
Let's use a real-world scenario. You need to assign someone to operate a complex piece of machinery.
Okay.
You have a seasoned veteran whose role match score is 100%, but their compliance score is flagging because their required medical clearance expires in 2 days.
Oh, that's cutting it close.
Right. On the other hand, you have a junior operator whose role match is only 80%, but their compliance is perfect and their development score is incredibly high.
Ah, so the development score means putting them in this shift will help them grow.
Exactly. The development score indicates that placing this junior employee in this specific shift Perhaps because the overall shift risk is calculated as low today, will significantly boost their long-term capability.
So it's looking at the big picture.
Yes. The system weighs these factors.
Mm.
It might prioritize the junior operator to build workforce resilience, or it might prioritize the veteran if the shift risk indicator is high.
And that deep suitability scoring powers the assignment recommendations. The system is doing the complex calculus of matching capability to demand.
And managers have multiple levers they can pull here.
Right. They can use manual assignment if they just want to drag and drop people themselves. Or they can use assisted assignment where the system ranks the best candidates and the manager selects them.
Or, and this is a powerful one, they can run an autofill preview.
The autofill preview.
Yeah, where the AI populates the entire shift with the optimal, most compliant workforce available. It evaluates thousands of permutations in seconds to find the arrangement that maximizes compliance and minimizes risk across the entire facility.
I have another challenge here, though. If the system is doing this complex math and autofilling the shift, doesn't that strip the manager of their autonomy?
I hear that concern a lot.
I mean, a computer doesn't know the nuanced human dynamics on the floor. It doesn't know that, say, John and Sarah have terrible communication when paired together on a high-stress night shift, or that a specific team is already burning out from overtime. If we hand the keys entirely to the algorithm, don't we lose the human context?
The architecture is explicitly designed to keep the human in the loop for exactly those reasons. The autofill is a preview. Crucially, managers review everything before publishing the shift.
So they aren't locked in.
Not at all. The goal isn't to take control away from the manager. It's to hand them a highly optimized starting point. It provides the heavy analytical intelligence, ensuring no compliance laws are broken and all skills are verified. But the manager makes the final call.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
If the manager knows John and Sarah shouldn't work together, they simply drag and drop a different qualified candidate into the slot before hitting publish. The system ensures the right people are matched with significantly less manual checking, but it never overrides human judgment.
Let's play this out to its logical conclusion then. You run that autofill preview, the system does its complex math, the manager reviews it, but the results reveal a harsh reality. You just don't have the right people to safely run the shift.
It happens.
The talent pool is simply dry for the requirements you have. What happens when the system hits a wall?
When you don't have the people, the AI workforce intelligence capabilities kick in. This is gap detection in action. The system immediately surfaces coverage gaps, capability shortfalls, and shift risk indicators.
So it doesn't hide the bad news?
No, but it also doesn't leave you stranded with a broken schedule.
It provides actionable intelligence. It actually suggests what to do next to fix the present reality. It's like a GPS that doesn't just tell you, hey, you're driving into a traffic jam, but actually tells you, take this exact exit and you'll bypass it entirely.
I love that analogy. It operates a bit like a self-healing network. When one node goes down, it doesn't just trigger an alarm. It automatically begins routing alternatives to restore the network's integrity.
The sources outline some incredible examples of this what-if planning and alternative candidate suggestions.
Right. For instance, if you have 12 warehouse operator roles uncovered on shift B, the system might suggest reassigning ready operators from overcovered shifts in entirely different departments to balance the load.
Provided they have the verified cross-training to do so, right?
Exactly. And it gets even more granular than interdepartmental transfers. Let's look at compliance bottlenecks. Suppose the gap is caused by pending approvals.
Okay, lay it out for me.
You need quality inspectors, but the system shows a shortfall. However, it also highlights that you actually have 7 inspectors who've completed their training, but their GMP good manufacturing practice evidence reviews are sitting in a queue waiting for sign-off.
Ah, waiting on some manager's desk.
Exactly. And for context, good manufacturing practice is a system for ensuring products are consistently produced and controlled according to quality standards, which is vital in industries like pharma or food production.
So the system sees that the human capability exists, but it is just trapped behind an administrative wall.
That's exactly the case. Scree AXX recommends an immediate action. It routes those specific sign-off tasks directly to the QA quality assurance managers with a high priority flag.
And once they sign off?
By executing that recommended action, the QA manager signs off on the evidence, the compliance blocker is removed, and you instantly unlock those 7 operators for the shift. The gap is filled not by finding new people, but by clearing the administrative friction blocking the people you already have.
That is huge. Or consider a scenario where someone's training has actually lapsed. The sources showed a scenario where several quality inspectors were missing an advanced certification.
Yes, and in that case, SkrayOps X recommends assigning refresher training immediately to the closest fit candidates. You can even schedule certificate renewals for packaging operators if it sees they are going to expire soon.
So it hands the manager a prioritized, highly specific to-do list that directly fixes the shift.
Right, and by executing those recommended actions, whether it's an approval, assigning a module, or shifting a worker coverage, improves and operational risk drops dynamically.
Which is great for today.
Right. Fixing today's gaps is essential for keeping the lights on. But if an operation is only ever fixing today, they are trapped in a reactive cycle, constantly putting out fires.
Yeah, you never get ahead.
This raises an important question. What if the gap isn't today, but next month? To truly optimize an operation, to avoid expensive agency reliance and stop burning out staff with emergency overtime, the organization must look ahead.
This is where the platform transitions from tactical problem solving to strategic demand planning and capability forecasting. We are talking about looking 30, 60, or 90 days into the future.
Exactly.
The platform supports demand-based staffing, allowing managers to look at pattern-based workforce demand. You use those reusable templates we talked about earlier to staff by capability for future shifts, specific future roles, sites, and departments.
Yes.
You model what the business will need down the line, and the system compares that future demand against your current capability trajectory.
It highlights very specific future risks by performing continuous skill gap forecasting. It shows future role and shift coverage risk before it materializes. But the most critical function is how it tracks future compliance risk.
Like what kind of compliance risk?
It monitors future training expiry risk and future certificate expiry risk. The example provided in the source material is stark. Imagine a manager looking at a dashboard and seeing that 12 critical certificates are expiring in 14 days, or 9 certificates are expiring in 30 to 45 days.
Okay. You literally see the cliff approaching while you still have a month to steer away from it. You can stagger the recertification process now, rather than having your entire night shift QA team lose their federal compliance on the exact same Tuesday next month.
Which is the very definition of proactive management. It provides total visibility into succession risk and critical skill dependencies.
Okay, give me an example of a critical skill dependency.
Consider a manufacturing plant that relies on a highly specialized legacy piece of machinery. If you only have one single employee who has the verified capability and compliance to operate it, that is a massive dependency risk.
Right, because if that person calls in sick or their compliance lapses, production just stops.
Exactly. SkrayXX highlights that single point of failure. Then it actively offers cross-training recommendations to build workforce resilience.
But how does it choose who to cross-train? I mean, does it just pick someone at random?
No, it goes right back to the candidate suitability scores. It analyzes the existing workforce to identify who already possesses the foundational skills most closely aligned with that specialized machinery.
So it finds the most logical next person to train.
Right. It identifies the best candidates to learn that new skill, recommending them for cross-training. So the organization is no longer reliant on a single point of failure. It is actively engineering a more resilient workforce.
So what does this all mean for the frontline workers and the managers leading them? Does it mean the days of realizing a crucial forklift driver's license expired yesterday while they are currently sitting on the forklift moving heavy pallets are finally over?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, yes, it fundamentally changes the relationship between management and the workforce. It allows managers to predict demand, cover risk, and manage capacity with absolute data-backed confidence.
No more operating in the dark.
Exactly. They are no longer relying on static, outdated spreadsheets that are obsolete the moment they are printed. The operation is being run on a live, constantly updating model of truth.
As we bring this deep dive to a close, let's summarize the core operational impact of what we've uncovered today. SkrayXX, and specifically the Shift Studio architecture, allows organizations to see beyond the surface of their schedule.
Far beyond it.
It shows managers not just who is theoretically available, but exactly who is ready, who is compliant, and who is genuinely safe to assign to the work. It shows you who is blocked. It tells you the precise reason why they are blocked.
Yes.
And most importantly, it gives you the exact actionable step needed to clear that blocker and improve coverage.
With SkrayXX, workforce planning moves from the anxiety of merely filling empty slots to definitively proving the operation has the right people, the right verified skills, the necessary evidence, the mandatory compliance, and the true readiness to run safely. It takes the guesswork out of operational planning entirely.
I want to leave you with a thought that stretches beyond just scheduling the next shift. Think about your own team's upcoming schedule. If you stripped away mere availability right now, how many of those slots are actually filled by proven, evidence-backed capability? Are you staffing for safety or just hoping for the best? As systems like SCRAXX become the standard and every single human skill, competency, and certification is quantified, verified, and tracked in real time, what does this mean for the future of how we view our own careers?
That's a huge question.
It really is. We might be looking at the end of the traditional static CV. Instead of a piece of paper you update every few years, we are moving toward a world where you possess a live, interoperable capability score, a verified, evidence-backed digital footprint of exactly what you can do, updating minute by minute. Think about that next time you go to update your LinkedIn profile. Are you just listing your availability, or can you actually prove your capability?